You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio by my good friends and colleagues, Carol Flammer and Tal Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Superlative.
Yep. Absolutely. Carol, what about you?
It's another great day in Atlanta.
Yeah? It always is, isn't it?
Yep. Got to love it.
Okay. Well, we have an exciting show today. I want to get it started. I want to welcome Neil Davis, who is the owner of Neil Davis Homes. Welcome to the show, Neil.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, Neil, take a second and just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in Atlanta now for 15 years, and I've been building homes for 15 years. I'm a certified professional home builder, and I've been on the board of directors for the Great Atlanta Home Builders Association. This is my eighth year. Typical small-time builder. You know, I'm just a one-man show right now, enjoying my service on the board.
Neil, Metro Atlanta has not exactly been a bed of roses for home builders the last 4 or 5 years. Well, what's it looking like now? What areas are you looking at to build in? What areas are hot?
Well, if you look at the map, the northern part of the city is typically where the permits are being pulled. You have some activity on the south side, and you have activity sort of west of the city in the Coweta County, which is not the Great Atlanta area technically, but you know there are pockets of good things happening, systematically built on the south side of Atlanta through the 15 years. And I currently have got projects in Peachtree City, Coweta County, and down in LaGrange.
Neil, you said you focused on the south side. Any particular reason for that?
It's just where I wound up when I moved to Georgia. Wound up in Henry County and built there. Areas of Clayton County and Fayette County, where we moved to and where we started. Just kind of helping that way.
One more accidental career. I know that's how mine's panned out.
It was. It absolutely was. I did not go to school for this. Was at UPS when I got offered the opportunity to come down here and do this. You know, it just worked out for the best, though. I mean, it's been a great ride. I've enjoyed it a lot.
So I know you mentioned that you are the president of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. We've had the pleasure of having David Ellis on the show a couple of times. Can you tell us a little bit more about the association? And, you know, and you could even go into some of your plans for this year as well.
Well, the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association is a not-for-profit professional trade association dedicated to promoting, protecting, and preserving the home building industry as a valuable economic force in the Atlanta area. The HBA was founded in 1945, and in 1989, the name of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association was adopted. And the new name reflected the association's increasing membership and changing climate of the local home building industry. Our builder members range from large companies to individual contractors like me, and include developers, custom and speculative builders, multiple family builders, manufacturer housing companies, and residential remodelers and general contractors.
Neil, I've been involved with a number of associations over the years, and the first question that pops into my head, especially for an individual small businessman like yourself, what the heck were you thinking? I mean, you've got your hands full with your own business. Why? I mean, why do you decide to invest so much of your time in the HBA?
Well, it's important. I mean, what the association does for its members is very important. There are a lot of things that happen, should probably promote better, but, you know, we are an advocate legislatively for our members, regulatory affairs, you know, things we look out for our members that way. One of the biggest things that we do is offer, you know, fantastic education classes at the HBA. As codes change and as we've become more of a professional, it's become more of a profession with licensing, you know, continuing education is now a requirement. The HBA, or the Greater Atlanta Home Builder Association, has just excelled in being able to provide classes for its members, and that's what we want to continue to do in 2012.
And we'll be back with Neil Davis after this commercial break. Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all: a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799.
Music.
And we're back with Neil Davis with Neil Davis Homes.
Neil, just before the break, you were talking about education of the builders. Can you talk a little bit more about that in terms of the value that that provides to the buyer of the home?
With the Certified Professional Home Builder program that we have, there are very few builders, actually, who are out of the total number of builders in Atlanta that are qualified for that program, or that have qualified for it and members of it. It gives the buyer confidence that who they're hiring to build their home is a professional and does know what they're doing, and is you're going to get your money's worth, but more than your money's worth. You're going to have confidence in what you're doing, that what the builder's doing is appropriate in looking out for your needs in every aspect. You know, to get into that program, your prior customers have to recommend you for it, and so that's a pretty high bar. You know, I think for you to be able to, we're proud of that program and it's working. Some of the other educational, the classes that we have there will be on anything from, you know, fall protection, which is a big thing nowadays to watch out for, to know those laws as they relate to OSHA. You know, whether it's the lead base paint classes that you can take in order to be able to work on houses that may have lead paint in them, to be able to get that, to be able to work on those effectively and properly. And just anything that you can imagine, basically we are able to provide. And what we want to try to do in 2012 is to be able to get a system in place where people throughout the state can log on and take these classes and not have to drive to the HBA. So be able to do these through webinars, which will be a big thing. Because people do come from all over the state to our association to take those classes. So we're trying to make it much more accessible and easier for people to do it. And with the licensing requirement that we have, we're required to renew this year. The requirement for your particular number of hours of education, some will be making those hours up. So it's even more imperative now to be able to have these classes open.
Well, I got to tell you, the education and the licensing thing, I always think about, would I go to a dentist that hadn't had some kind of ongoing education
right.
and licensing? It's like, no way on earth, and yet why not for the builders? I mean, it just makes such perfect sense. I really applaud your efforts in that regard.
It does, and we're very much in favor of education. I mean, that's one of the best things that we provide. We're very proud of that.
Obviously, you have taken on a big job in addition to your, you know, real job. What are some of your goals for the association for 2012?
Well, one of the things that we want to try to do is rewrite or review, not necessarily rewrite, but review our homeowner's handbook, which is our warranty for the Certified Professional Home Builder Program. There is going to be a code update this year, so we're going to kind of work in conjunction with what we're going to adopt there with the homeowner's handbook. You know, again, it doesn't necessarily have to be a massive rewrite, but it needs to be looked at and updated, and we want to do that. Legislatively, we're always looking at stuff that we have to kind of keep our eye out for. So we're always, again, these are not things that we probably promote well, but we are there advocating for our members legislatively and regulatory issues throughout the year.
Do you think we have another issue on the horizon as big as the fire sprinkler issue, or?
I don't think anything that big that I'm aware of right now, but you never know. I mean, so it's always good to be vigilant, you know, for sure, and make sure that we're watching out for these things. But again, we follow our vision and our policy, which is to promote and provide for, as best we can, you know, a good environment for our builders and our members.
All right, Neil, we're out of time. Before I let you go, please let the audience know how they get in touch with you and learn more about the association and Neil Davis Homes.
Well, you can visit my website at www.neildavishomes.com. You can get on the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association website in Atlanta, and there is a ton of information on there that I was not able to get to today, but there is a lot of good information on the website for classes, membership information if you want to join. It's open to anybody basically in the industry, and we'd love to have you as a member. We really would love to have you.
Great. Well, I'm sure we'll link up to that website when we publish the show. Neil Davis with Neil Davis Homes, it was a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back with our next guest after today's Deal of the Day. It's time for today's Deal of the Day. Carol, what have you got for us?
I have a fantastic offer from Stonecrest Homes. It's at Heron Bay. They have three move-in ready homes that include the Saratoga, Churchill, and the Belmont. And on top of reduced prices on these homes, they are offering $4,000 off in closing cost and an additional $1,000 in closing cost if you use their preferred lender, which is the Real Estate Mortgage Network.
Gosh, Carol, it's a great time to buy a home, but when you get assistance with closing costs, that's a big deal.
It absolutely is a big deal, and it really helps for buyers that are a little bit on the fence and maybe need just a little bit of help because, you know, it's hard to come up with all that money, so this helps a lot.
Well, I'll tell you, and to the tune of $5,000, too. I mean, that's enough to swing a couple of months' payments.
It's $4,000 with an additional $5,000. So, yeah, if you use their preferred lender, it's $5,000.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you use their preferred lender?
Oh, I absolutely would.
Yeah. For $1,000, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, I think.
I think so, too. And this is a fantastic community. This is a master plan community in Henry County. It has a golf, you know, it's got golf course views. The community was named the Community of the Year by the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association recently. And, you know, it's really no wonder. They have an aquatic center with a junior Olympic pool, water slides, a wading pool with waterfalls. They also have a nature preservation with 5 miles of walking trails. And then this is one of my favorite parts of the community. They have a lakefront pavilion that overlooks the Cole Reservoir and is perfect for family picnics.
You know, all that lifestyle kind of stuff adds so much to the home. I mean, you've got the three different models that you mentioned and all those extra goodies in there. It makes it that much nicer a place to live.
What I love most about the conversations we have on this show is the fact how important that is now and how you're building a complete life in and around your neighborhood. That's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I remember when I first moved to Atlanta back in the mid-'80s, I mean, the fact that there was a swimming pool was a huge deal. I mean, shoot, now nature trails and all kinds of additional
things. Lakefront pavilions.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people want their home to be a place that they can go and relax and they don't have to get back in their car and drive at the end of a long day or, you know, go somewhere every weekend to have entertainment and activities for the kids. And a lot of these master plan developments really offer, you know, in this case, you know, water park features just as good as, you know, going to pay to go to the water park. So why go anywhere when you can do everything in your own neighborhood?
Are you implying that the water park's only for the kids? I mean, because kind of, I wouldn't mind doing that myself.
All right, you can play in the water park too.
I might scare some of the kids, but I'll have a good time.
Where can people get information on this, Carol?
They can call 770-957-5633 or visit www.stonecresthomes.com. GA.com.
Okay. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. We're back with our next segment. I'm really pleased to welcome Andy DiMarzio, who's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Edward Andrews Homes. Welcome to the show, Andy.
All right. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Before we get into a conversation, Andy, take a second and just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. Well, I've been in the new home sales industry for about 10 years. Was with the national builder in a couple of different markets, starting out as a sales consultant, working my way up to a manager and then a director. Went over to Edward Andrews Homes last year, where I am now the head of sales and marketing and taking this company to the next level.
Andy, I understand you guys just built a new model out in my neck of the woods in Powder Springs. Talk about it. Tell us about
it. Yes. Stone Mill Creek is the community, and it's our most recent success story. We opened up the model last week and had, we were hoping for about 50 real estate agents to participate and come out and take a look at our model unveiling. And we ended up having over 70.
Wow.
Yeah. We raffled off an iPad. I think that might have been part of the reason.
Woot.
I wish I'd have known that. I'd have gotten my license renewed.
So we brought them out with that, but they were very impressed with the model. It's decorated nicely, and the floor plan's very functional. We are just starting our first phase now in the community with Edward Andrews Homes and sold 5 houses in the past week out there, actually. So we've sold 8 total and 5 in the past week.
Wow. I mean, what's going on out there? Talk a little bit more about the communities and the floor plans that
sure.
make it that popular.
Well, the community was originally started about 4 or 5 years ago, and there was a previous builder in there that was custom homes in the $400,000 and $500,000 price point. Beautiful, beautiful community, fully amenitized. And when the market turned, I think the builder wasn't able to continue, and we were able to go in there and get the lots at a very attractive price. And now we're able to offer that savings onto the customers in the low 300s for 3,000 plus square foot homes. With basements and cul-de-sacs, side entry garages, and it's just a very good value play in a beautiful community.
Andy, so Stone Mill is just one of the many communities that you have all over Atlanta. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about where else you build and what price point?
Yes, Edward Andrews, we're primarily looking for areas in Cobb, Forsyth, and North Fulton County. we have a brother community to Stone Mill, Hawthorne at Lost Mountain. It's literally about a mile away, same school district, the Hillgrove High School, same price point as Stone Mill, same floor plans, just a different community feel, but really wide estate lots, and not quite as large of a community as Stone Mill, but still has a really nice amenity. So we've got Hawthorne at Lost Mountain and Stone Mill Creek in West Cobb. And then in Forsyth County, we have three separate communities. Two of them are brand new, Marseille, which is off of Post Road, and that's a community that's in the 300 and 400 price point range. In Greystone Manor, which is also in South Forsyth off of 141 in Bagley. And that's our custom community, homes from $500,000 and up. And it's done very well as well. And then Hillside Trace, which is also in South Forsyth off Old Atlanta, is a community that's been existing for about a year. And we've been successful there. We're down to our final seven homes. And you can actually get into that community, which is in Lambert High School District, under $300,000.
Wow. Now, you've talked about amenities in every single one of those communities. And you use the word amenitized, which I love, by the way. But talk a little bit more about the amenities that are standard and other kind of things that are available.
We're primarily a reset builder. We're going into communities that have already had a lot of success. And for us, going into a new community that we're developing or going into a community that's already existing where there's still opportunities, we're looking for A locations and amenities because those two things are single-handedly the most important that what we've seen from what the customer is looking for and wanting in a new community. In addition to a home, they want to be close to work areas and shopping, good schools, but amenities, like you said, I think it's in the Atlanta market especially, it's really almost a standard that if you're going into a community that's started within the last few years, you're going to need to have at least a swimming pool, multiple tennis courts, nature trails, a pond, all the things like that we're looking for.
Talking a little bit more about what home buyers are looking for, what are they looking for in the home itself as far as features and, you know, what's standard and what's an upgrade?
We have three different spec levels or specifications that we offer our customers depending on their price point. And what it really comes down to is value. And so our community in the prestige spec level, which is for us, it's in the high 200s. You're going to have a really nice home. It's going to be a full brick or stone front. We're going to do hardwoods, an extensive amount of hardwoods on the main, granite countertops, backsplash, crown molding. We like to do side entry garages where we can. And then as you work your way up into the more custom price point, which we are a custom builder in some of our communities, catering the home to the buyer's needs, we can get very specific with adding rooms to the home and certain features that you're not going to see with your typical production builder in the industry. But I think people are looking for quality and value because money's tight, as we all know right now. And so you want to get the most bang for your buck.
Okay. We'll be back with Andy DiMarzio after this commercial break. Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all, a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799. All right, we're back with Andy DiMarzio with Edward Andrews Homes.
Just before the break, Andy, you talked about quality and value as two things that folks are looking for. In terms of what makes you guys different, talk a little bit about that.
One of the things that we really strive to have is a good-looking home from the exterior to start. So our elevations are going to include porches. We use cultured stone, real stone, brick. We use shake. And we really try to make sure that the front of the house kind of sets it off. So the elevations on the exterior, I think you'll notice in Edward Andrews community for the price point are going to be the top of the market. And then on the interior, if I had to say one area that we focused the most attention to would be the kitchens. We try to have an oversized kitchen in all of our plans with a large island. We have recently partnered with Thermador Appliances. So we're doing...
I love those.
Yeah. You got to see, we've got a microwave that is a drawer. Just you push a button and it pops right out.
What price point home do we need to buy to have a Thermador microwave drawer?
You can go into Thermador appliances when you're in the 300s.
That's nice. Wow. Yep. Impressive.
I may buy a house just to get the microwave.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Just speaking about buying a house, timing is something I know is a big deal for a lot of folks. I mean, is now a good time, especially if I'm downsizing or moving? I've got to sell my current house. I've got to worry about mortgages. Good time, bad time? What do you think?
It is a good time right now. We actually have a program that we partnered with Marketplace Homes at the end of last year. They're a company that helps folks that have a home to sell that maybe aren't able to sell it right now because they're underwater on it or it's just not the right time. As we all know, values have gone down. So it's a great time to buy, but not the best time to sell. And Marketplace Homes, that's their slogan, because they're able to guarantee customers 6-year rental agreement where they're going to basically take the keys to the home and give them a rate that they'll pay them per month for up to 6 years, depending on how long the buyer wants to go into the agreement for. And then they can move forward with a new home and not have to worry about taking a loss on their current home.
6 years?
6 years.
Yep. That's really a creative approach to the market. I love that idea.
Yeah, you can learn more about it if you go to our website, eahhomes.com, and then look for the Marketplace Homes link. Talks about it.
It's really a great solution for what's become a big problem for the move-up buyer or even the move-down buyer, that second or third home buyer who can't sell their existing home.
Exactly. Yeah, all the time we're seeing people come through our models that love the plan, but they just really, they can't move forward because they have to sell their house, and this is a good alternative.
Right. So I know that, it's February, so we're still having nice weather and bad weather outside. It's still iffy, but people are starting to think of spring. And I know one of the things that you all did and did very well last fall was outdoor living.
Right.
Will we see another outdoor living campaign this spring? And what type of outdoor living opportunities are you going to offer to buyers?
We are putting the finishing touches on our spring incentive that we're going to be rolling out at the end of February. And what we learned from last fall was that the outdoor living was very popular with the customers, but we also learned that everybody's different. And so the more flexibility in our incentives that we can offer, the more customers that we can really hit home with. So I think we'll probably have it structured to be outdoor living, or if they prefer an interior structural option like a sunroom or a keeping room, give them that ability as well and leave it a little bit more open-ended for the customer to decide.
Yeah, I like to think I'm the barbecue king, so I'd like a little more detail on the outdoor living thing. What kind of options are available there?
Well, we can do an outdoor kitchen that's 8-foot bar made of stone with a grill built in, an ice chest, flagstone patio, and really give you an exterior kitchen right off of your patio.
Whoa, did you see everybody in the studio sit up? Everybody sat up a little straighter as you were describing that 8-foot bar, particularly Schnickabout came out of his chair.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have some parties with that.
All right, you talked a little bit about outside. How about a little more detail on what's cool inside and a little different and unique?
Yeah, we do like to offer flexibility on the interior of the home as well. And one example would be the family room. You can do it with a 10-foot ceiling and a coffer ceiling, or if you prefer to have more of the soaring look, you can do the 2-story family room on pretty much all of our floor plans, and then you'd have about a 20-foot ceiling and really give you that luxurious feel when the customer comes through the foyer and into the main room of the home.
Andy, we're out of time. Before I let you go, please share with the audience how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the work at Edward Andrews Homes.
Yeah, Todd, they can go to eahhomes.com. It's a very interactive site. It's got all of our communities labeled on it, and they can scroll through there, look at our floor plans, and we have contact information per community based on their interest.
All right. Andy DiMarzio, it was a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay, that wraps this episode. On behalf of Carol Flamer and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.